I speak to you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Finally, the day has arrived. Again. The feast of the Incarnation, of God bending low to touch the earth, humbly becoming one of us, sharing in our humanity so that we may share in God's divinity, so that we may believe in God's love for us enough that we take up the divine call to love ourselves and others as Jesus, the Son of God, came to love each of us. The day is here that calls for joyous celebration, a celebration that began last night in churches, homes, locations all around the world, and will continue this day and night. My question is, what happens tomorrow when the baby Jesus is one day old? What happens when the presents have all been opened? When the wrappings and ribbons and bows have been discarded? What happens when the Christmas dinner has been enjoyed and the china has been washed and put back in the cabinet to await the next special occasion? What happens when the carols have been sung and thanks have been given and offerings have been generously made in an effort to share the joy of Christmas? What happens tomorrow? Well, the 24-hour Christmas Carol radio station, which has been playing since the day after Halloween, promptly shuts off at midnight. The after-Christmas clearance sales begin, with some stores opening at 6 a.m., and others asking, "Why wait? Shop online on Christmas Day." Weight loss commercials appear. You know, the ones that try to convince us that what is required for a new year is a new, slimmer us, while we still have leftovers in the fridge, no less. Retrospectives begin showing the highlights or lowlights of 2018, and restaurants beckon us to make our reservation for next week's celebration, New Year's Eve. In the midst of all that and more, something else happens tomorrow, the second of the 12 days of Christmas. Christmas stretches all the way to the Feast of the Epiphany on January 6th, when the Magi arrive at the stable in Bethlehem. Christmas stretches all the way to when the world has fully gone back to normal. People are back at work, children are back at school, Congress is back in session, January white sales are in full swing, and Valentine candy and cards are on store shelves. Even then, it will be Christmas. How will we keep it so? How will we keep the joy of Christmas, the generosity, the hope, the potential of Christmas with us tomorrow and every day of this season? How will we share it? How will we let it seep into and become a part of us, as though we were in that stable every day, nurturing the baby Jesus and watching the miracle of God's love come to fruition? How will we remember that Christmas is not one day, but that Christmas is the first day, the beginning of a lifetime, an eternity, of celebrating the gift of being able to dwell with God, because God came to dwell with us? On Sunday, Justin Welby, the Archbishop of Canterbury, posted on Facebook a poem by Pat Bennett entitled "Christmas Coming." It goes like this: "This Christmas, Lord, take a corner of my life and steal in. Invade the busyness of my doing with the quiet of your coming. This Christmas, Lord, take a corner of my mind and steal in. Illuminate the darkness of my thinking with the brightness of your seeing. This Christmas, Lord, take a corner of my heart and steal in. Infuse the coldness of my loving with the warmth of your being. This Christmas, Lord, as at Bethlehem's stable, come and steal in. Take the unprepared places of my life and make them fit for your dwelling. What would this Christmas be like, all 12 days of it, if we gave just a corner of ourselves every day, just a tiny bit of our heart, our mind, our life in which Christ could dwell? Don't pack Christmas away with the holiday music and movies, with the lights and ornaments and trees. Keep Christmas. Keep the light and the warmth, the generosity and the joy, the hope and the potential that come with being loved by a God that bent low to touch the earth, humbly coming to dwell with us so that we may believe in love. Offer a corner of yourself, just a tiny bit of your heart, your mind, your life, in which Christ can dwell, so that in every day of your life, there is a bit of Christmas to feed your soul. Amen.